No one fears the deer these days. The Milwaukee Bucks are well on their way to securing the NBA's worst 2014 regular season record. But there are some bright prospects in Beer City. Wisconsin Public Radio's Chuck Quirnbach tells us of one, 19-year-old Milwaukee Buck Giannis Antetokounmpo, who hails from Greece.
Formal practice is over at the Bucks training site in suburban Milwaukee, but 6'10" forward Giannis Antetokounmpo is still on the court, working on his shooting, with Bucks assistant coach Josh Oppenheimer. The 19-year-old Antetokounmpo calls out as he and the coach launch three-pointers. That playfulness seems to be part of Antetokounmpo's personality. The Athens-born son of Nigerian immigrants has been in the U.S. less than a year. The Bucks made him their first-round draft choice last June, but he's been getting acclimated. Antetokounmpo is hip enough about American ways to kid about his favorite foods.
Like burgers, McDonald's, Wendy's, KFC, all that. No, I'm joking. Yeah, just rice, chicken, you know, pastas.
His parents arrived from Greece a couple months ago to cook him more meals. Before that, Antetokounmpo made a few visits to Milwaukee restaurant Ma Fisher's. Second-generation Greeks own the diner, and Greece native Spilios Kalogriopoulos is the second shift manager. Kalogriopoulos says the local Greek community of about 10,000 is very proud of Antetokounmpo. He says when he attends Bucks games, he often gives him a special cheer.
For example, if I am, you know, I am in the stands and then he has the ball, and then I try to say, let's go Giannis or Pame Giannis. Do something in Greek.
There are other Greek players in the NBA, like Nick Kalathis and Kosta Koufos, but Kalogriopoulos says Antetokounmpo has the most promise. At the Bradley Center in Milwaukee, it can take some doing for fans to stay awake through the Bucks' many losses. But if you talk to boosters wearing Antetokounmpo jerseys, like Melissa Brown, their faces light up.
Well, number 34, Antetokounmpo. I can spell that as well, Antetokounmpo. But he's my favorite player. I love him. I think he's really going to go somewhere one day, and that's the jersey I wanted.
Juan Randall isn't wearing the Antetokounmpo gear yet, as he acknowledges the rookie is only averaging about 7 points and 4 rebounds per game. Still, Randall sees a lot of potential.
He can handle the ball. His jumper will get better as he started learning the NBA game. I think they was kind of on when they said he might be close to Kevin Durant. I think he might be. Give him 3 years.
Antetokounmpo did play in the Rising Stars Challenge for rookies and sophomores at this year's NBA All-Star Weekend. Bucks coach Larry Drew says his young player has made a nice transition from playing in a second-tier league in Greece to the much more challenging NBA. But Drew does worry a little about all the hype.
He's been getting a lot of, you know, national attention, and the last thing you want is for him to get complacent. He's got to continue just to keep working his behind off and get better and better, because that is the only way he's going to get to that next level.
Drew says that next level is total consistency. Antetokounmpo says he's willing to work hard to improve, even for one of the NBA's worst teams.
It's a little bit hard, but what can we do? You know, we're just going to play hard. We're not going to give up. We're not going to give up yet, you know. We're going to play to the last game and finish strong.
The same day Antetokounmpo stayed late at practice, working on his three-pointers, he hit one late in a game against Orlando. It helped seal one of the Bucks' rare victories this year and earned a call from the PA announcer that the Bucks' hope is often repeated.
The Greek Freak for three!
For Only a Game, I'm Chuck Quirnbach in Milwaukee.